Now comes the final point. There are two kinds of human beings in the world. There are those who are satisfied to dwell in the society in which they are living, and there are those who have the sense of adventure into distance. And the myth has to serve that second group as well as the first. And the pattern of the call into distance is what I call the hero adventure, the adventure of the hero. Typically, it runs as follows. One experiences a sense of disquietude in one's own social order. It seems not to contain those values that one would oneself wish to find there. Now, this may be a conscious recognition, in which case you will go forth consciously in quest of better values, or it may be that you suddenly find yourself out. You just have been unable to cope with what the society gives, and you find yourself out, either an intentional or an unintentional exit. I call this the call to adventure, for you are now outside the ropes, you are in spheres of danger, you are on the adventure. Well, if it is your adventure, you will find it goes better than you would have expected. That is to say, you have the powers within you to carry you on your own destiny. Everyone has such powers. And if, on the other hand, you have gone on an adventure because everybody's going on an adventure this year, you may not do so well. This is a solitary thing, the individual quest and search. Then one comes to what I would call the threshold of adventure. One comes to collision with that which one abominates or fears. This is represented mythologically in such motifs as dismemberment, crucifixion, battle with the dragon, battle with one's dark brother, who represents the dark powers that one has not illuminated, or Jonah in the whale's belly, where he is swallowed into the dark. Then one goes through many trials down there and comes finally to an ultimate adventure. These ultimate adventures of the heroes who go in quest are represented in four different ways. One is meeting with the perfect bride or perfect husband, the perfect marriage motif in the adventurous forest. The second is what is called at-one-ment or atonement with the father. The hero represents the light world, the father, the world of nature and mystery, and to come into accord with that is the experience of at-one-ment or atonement with the father. A third mode is to realize I am divine within. That is the way of the Buddha, who sat beneath the tree and realized his own illumination. And the fourth is very popular in the legends of hero lives, the fire theft or the bride theft, the one who breaks past all the guardians of the good and seizes what he requires, the jewel, the fire, as Prometheus did, and then comes fleeing back. All of the great myths require that the individual who has achieved the goal should come back with it to his social order and give it. Now, there are four possible results when you come back with this wonderful thing that you've found. Just for example, a young man comes, let's say, from Wisconsin because he has such a cruel father there, and he comes to New York to become a sensitive artist. And with certain nymphs to assist him, he achieves a great art form, a great work. And he brings it uptown to sell. Now we're coming back with our boon. This is what the world needs, my artwork. And so he meets with this fishy eye of this man who owns the gallery. And the man says, so what? The fact is, the society doesn't want what you've got. That's why it doesn't have it in the first place. So you now face this decision. You can say, to hell with them. I'm going back to Connecticut or my Greenwich Village pad, and I'm just going to do my work here, and 2,000 years from now, when this crummy civilization has dissolved, some archaeologist is going to find this, and he's going to say, this was the thing. That's one way to do it. Another way is to say, well, what do they want? Now, there's no doubt about it. You have achieved something. You do have a power. Okay, what do they want? Then you become a commercial artist, and you have pangs of conscience for the rest of your life. The third way is the way that was experimented on last night. I'll blow them up. The fourth way is to say, how can I get this to them? Or to say, I'm sure there are some there who want this. How can I, in compassion, I know this is what they want, how can I get it to them? And this is the problem of the long ordeal of communicating your find to the world. Those are the only ways. Quip, give them what they want, blow them up, or learn how, in compassion, to teach.